This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, especially those who are writing exams, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some of my students obviously are in this exam period or close to writing exams, and they asked for some advice. And thus I thought that I share a little video with some advice pertaining to examinations and writing examinations, especially since I have, subhanAllah, had to sit my fair share of exams. And alhamdulillah, throughout that period, Allah has blessed me to understand a few practices that definitely assist in reducing the stress of exams and assisting a student in performing well, inshallah, in these exams. So in terms of advice, my dear brothers and sisters, firstly, we must understand that dua is our best friend. Dua is our best friend. And I'm not only talking about dua during times of need, but dua throughout our lives. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all success begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, a lot of the time we put our faith in, subhanAllah, that we've studied well, we know our work well, and we become extra nervous if we feel that we haven't prepared well. And we sometimes forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that indeed all success begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I know many a student who prepares well, but then they get into the exam and subhanAllah, it just doesn't work out for them, right? This can be many factors, but sometimes, you know, it's because we actually don't ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's that extreme where we just rely on our own abilities and we forget la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that all success, there's no power nor might except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, with regards to dua, I've noticed another strange trend, and that is whereby we ask everyone else to make dua for us and we forget to make dua for ourselves. So, you know, so everybody knows that we have exams, right? Because we're asking everybody to make dua for us. We're on Facebook, we're asking them to make dua for us, but we forget to make dua for ourselves. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't ask, you know, our parents and pious people to make dua for us, but I'm saying never ever forget about yourself. Ensure that you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, because you are the most in need, and you are in the best position to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرِ إِذَا دَعَى. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, who is the one who answers the desperate one, the one in need, the one who is in such a state and they're in such difficulty, and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they raise their hands and they ask from Allah. Allah says, فَيَكْشِفُ السُّءُ, and Allah says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts the difficulty. So remember to make dua during times of ease and during times of need, and also remember to make dua for yourself. So dua is your best friend. The next best friend you have, especially during exams, is istighfar, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, right? We must understand that it is our sins that really sort of halt the potential that we have, and really acts as a hindrance in terms of the success we can achieve. It's our sins, right? So and our lack of ability with regards to our piety. So istighfar is our best friend. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him sometimes 100 times in a gathering, in another report 70 times in one sitting, right? So if you we are not free from sin like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this, what about yourself and myself? So ensure that, you know, throughout your study process, you seek forgiveness from Allah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You repeat, with concentration, this invocation, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. And also repeat it during the exam process. I cannot tell you, you know, how many times I have entered an exam and I know that I've read something, but subhanAllah, it's just not coming to me then. And I repeat istighfar, and subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens a door. And obviously, this is not from me, right? I've actually learned this from the pious predecessors that walked the earth before us. Those giants that you and I are trying to balance, you know, on their shoulders. This is what they used to say, that they would seek forgiveness from Allah and Allah would open a door. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, that istighfar is the means of an opening during all our difficulties. So during your study process, you know, seek istighfar and Allah will allow the knowledge to settle in your hearts. And during, you know, the exam process as well, seek istighfar. And during, you know, the marking process as well, seek istighfar. Because indeed it is Allah who controls the hearts. And you know, as students, we all know those du'as. If we are making du'a, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, block the teacher's heart from those mistakes that we have in the exam, to soften the teacher's heart so that they give us more marks, right? Rather than, you know, take away marks. I'm sure as students you're smiling because it just happens, right? We end up making this type of dua. And yes, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist you. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist you via istighfar. Another important element to remember, especially during the exam period, is that tahajjud is your best friend. Tahajjud is your best friend. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards tahajjud and told him that, you know why? Because we are going to reveal, you know, upon you a weighty word, right? A weighty word is going to reach you. And this da'wah is heavy as well. Propagating Islam is heavy as well. So you need to train yourself to manage this difficulty. And the best way to do so is to observe the tahajjud prayer. So observe the tahajjud prayer, you know, wake up a few minutes before Salatul Fajr and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Him with however many units of prayer is easy for you and ask from Allah. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, you know, descends to the first heaven, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out to us, هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهِ هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَ. Allah is saying, you know, is there anyone who is seeking repentance that I may accept it? Is there anyone who is seeking forgiveness that I may forgive them? Is there anyone who is in need that I may, you know, give them what they are in need of? Subhanallah. So, you know, if your exams matter to you that much, then you need to be waking up for tahajjud. So, alhamdulillah, three best friends: dua, istighfar, and salat at-tahajjud. Also, my dear brothers, you know, whilst making dua, one of the things that can help you during this exam process as well is to make dua for your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters that are writing exams as well. Ask Allah to make it easy for you and ask Allah to make it easy for them. Why? Because then Allah will place an angel who will make the same dua you make for them for you. Right? So a purer being will make a dua for you. And this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't be selfish in your dua. Be selfless in your dua. These are some of the things that can assist us. In terms of the study process, then, you know, don't let your study, you know, become a last minute affair. You know, in time management, they call this a Q1 activity where you've made something important urgent, like studying the night of the exam. You can revise the night of the exam, but you don't want to be studying the night of the exam or leaving things to last minute. Why, my dear brothers and sisters, is because, you know, when you do something in stress mode, then the output is weak, right? Because naturally your body is not functioning as it should. So, you know, have a good time in which you can revise in a stressless way, which allows you to better absorb the information and also better apply yourself in the exam. And even in the exam can be stressful for some people, right? People are of different personalities. The exam period itself can be stressful. You need to calm down. You need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take a few deep breaths, you know, and space yourself out in the exam so that you're not stressing when answering questions, right? Because if you stress when you answer questions, then it affects the output. So try and pace yourself, space yourself even in the exam, so that, you know, because writing the exam is an art as well, right? It's like a, you know, for those who watch football, it's a football match. It's about execution, right? Or any other sport. So this is about execution now, and you want to be processed, you want to be calm, you want to be collected during your execution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all our exams easy. Ameen. Another thing, brothers and sisters, is as a strategy in the exam, you want to try and go through the exam paper as soon as you get it. Or if you feel it's better for you to go, you know, just to one question, then read that question. And you know, work out a strategy in how you're going to answer answer that question in light of the overall time of the exam. Because obviously each question, I like to read all the questions. Why? Because I then have an understanding of, which question needs what and how much time I have for each. And then I can space out things accordingly, and it helps the execution process better. That's preference with exams. But some people like to read one question at a time, because they say if they have a question that they're weak with, then it affects their concentration with the questions that they're strong with. In any case, whatever you do, before you answer the question, what you should do is sort of write out a plan of the most important pieces of information you definitely want to get into this question in the time frame. Right. So then what happens is you able to, if you're running short of time, or, exams, the times don't really fit the questions, although the examiners say they do, but from the student perspective, we feel it doesn't. In that particular case, at least you can place the most important pieces of information in your answer sheet and move on. Right? Because, no examiner is asking you to place everything, but they want to test your understanding and your ability. So you want to strategize and make sure that you put some notes. It's like you're writing a thesis, you have a plan. So you want to have an exam answer plan, that for this question, I'm going to say this first, this second, this third, and this fourth, and make sure that these few things are the most important things that are definitely required to ensure that some diligence has been given to this question. Another thing you want to do, my dear brothers and sisters, is take with you some healthy sugars, like nuts, like dates, because obviously in the exam you are using your prefrontal cortex, right, which is the front part of the brain, because that's where real-time thinking happens, and it's a volatile place in the brain, and it uses a lot of calories, it uses a lot of energies, and in an exam, if your exam is 2 hours long, or 3 hours long, or 4 hours long, you are constantly working in your prefrontal cortex mode. So what's happening is, by default, you're using up your sugars. And what happens is then you find towards the end of the exam, you're too tired to think, or too tired to continue, or your thinking process becomes slower. So what you want to do is, after every 20 minutes or so, take a healthy sugar. Maybe it's dark chocolate, maybe it's a date, maybe it's some nuts. Don't eat a lot, but eat some just to replenish yourself, so that way you are able to manage yourself effectively throughout the exam. These are just some pieces of advice that I would like to share with you. Obviously, it's not absolute. There are other pieces of advice, but inshallah, this will definitely help your process. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all, to bless these words, to bless your exams. And brothers and sisters, before I leave, just never ever forget that our whole life is an exam, right? We have a test in the grave, which is another exam. And the marking of our life exam is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So whenever shaytan tries to make you sad and stressed, always remember that there's a bigger exam to come. Just remember that there's a bigger exam to come, and always ask yourself, how good a Muslim I am. Don't let the exam period make you lose Allah, and make every opportunity in your life be a period where you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all, and ease your affairs, and ease our affairs. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits, I will see you in another video inshallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, one of the things that I forgot to mention in terms of exam tips was the situation of a student after he or she has a bad exam. It can happen that sometimes, you just go into the exam and it doesn't work out. You just misread the question, or you just weren't feeling well. Time ran out, time gets the better of you. These things can happen. Right. And in this kind of circumstances, we must hold ourselves together and keep ourselves together. The worst thing you can do after a bad exam is allow it to spoil the other exams that come thereafter. Right. You don't want to have this domino effect that you had a bad exam and now you end up just, losing hope, and you end up not being interested, and you lose that motivation, and then you start thinking the worst of everything and every situation. You know what happens when you start, behaving like this and feeling like this and thinking like this? You actually open the door to shaytan.
What happens is then shaitan starts making you doubt the good that you did in the exam. And it happens. Right? You might have answered two good questions, three good questions, and you have one question that just didn't go well. Now shaitan makes you doubt the rest and makes your situation become even more overwhelming. Right? What should you do in the circumstance? You know, one of the best ways to worship Allah, which we, sometimes forget to do, is by having good hope in Allah. And in this circumstance, this is where, yes, I'm not saying you should, not take yourself to account. We all want to be excellent. We take ourselves to account. We understand where we went wrong. But then we engage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this concept of husnul dhan, having good hope in Allah, knowing that, you know what, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does good, right? Whatever Allah does, He does good. Right? And yes, I'm in a situation, a difficult situation, but even though I can't see the goodness right now, there's definite goodness in it. And what I will never do in this circumstance is lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what happens is people come out of the exam and now they're excessively crying, they're excessively upset, and they start telling everybody they see about it and, you know, making everybody else feel sorry for them. You don't want to be doing this. You know, turn to Allah, complain to Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness, understand where you went wrong, and ask Allah to protect you from it happening again. And have good hope in Allah that, Ya Allah, whatever you do good, Ya Allah. And I've put my trust in you and I tried my best. And Ya Allah, you controlled the hearts of everybody. And these examiners are people. Ya Allah, place some leniency in their hearts and grant me that which is good for me. And, understand, my dear brothers and sisters, that as long as you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of event in your life, you have won. You have won. Let's say a case comes where, yes, okay, the exam didn't go well and the results are not so good. But you know what? You keeping your trust in Allah throughout that process, in my book, you've won. Right? In my book, you have won. Whoever doesn't lose Allah has not lost everything. And whoever has Allah has everything. Right? So take account of yourself. Make sure you don't repeat the mistakes. But be a person who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Only complains to Allah, not the people. When the people come to you and the people, you know, say, how was the exam? Say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Whatever Allah does, He does good. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the results good and to make things easy for me. That's enough. That's enough. And you know, I know sometimes, you know, we're probably saying it's easy to speak this, but we had the bad exam and we're feeling the toughness of it and the toughness of the after effects of the earthquake of that poor exam and so on and so forth. And yes, I agree with you. You know, I've had many exams in my life, and yes, sometimes you do get that feeling that it's easy for the person advising. You know, nobody's feeling what we're feeling. But let me tell you something, my dear brothers and sisters. Maryam alayhi salam, when she became pregnant, she actually wished that she passed away before becoming pregnant, right? But you know what, my dear brothers and sisters, she didn't know at that time that she was carrying a prophet. Think about that, my dear brothers and sisters. Think about that. You know, Allah will never place a burden on you that you cannot manage. Everything that you are doing right now, Allah has placed it in your path because you can do it. You have to believe in Allah and believe that you can do it, because Allah told you He will never ask from you that which you can't do. So stand up, take a deep breath and stand tall and take on the challenge for the sake of Allah, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, and do not feel that you cannot do. Do not feel that you are unable. And you know what? On a lighter note, perhaps take a page out of the book of Bob the Builder, because whenever he's asked, can we fix it? He says, yes, we can. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah bless your exams and grant you the best results. And may Allah grant you a pass on the day of Qiyamah in front of Him. May Allah grant us all a pass on the day of Qiyamah in front of Him. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.